Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Morning, Dean. We've been talking about Lynn Bramer, and I was thinking the thing about him, he was so likable, fun, and friendly off the air, and exactly the same way on the air, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly right. I knew him more off the air than on, because I was usually on at the same time he was, so I didn't get to hear his show very often until he moved his time slot. But couldn't have been a nicer guy. Was with us here on the TV morning show several times. More often than not, I would run into him at the Whole Foods store in the neighborhood in which we live. I'd be, you know, shopping, and I'd hear someone going, "Hey, Dean," you know, shouting down the aisle.
Yeah, he was everywhere, and that was the thing. Even when he was doing the early morning show, he'd still be out all the time at concerts and, of course, at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it, and he did it so well for so long.
The owner of the Metro said that he would, he would be at Wrigley Field during the, he'd do a show in the morning, he'd be at Wrigley Field during the day, then he'd be at the Metro watching some rock and roll at night. But aside from being just a really warm and wonderful, really down-to-earth guy, he was so talented and so witty and so smart. With his Lynn's Bin essays and the way that he presented the music, he was a vast knowledge of music. I mean, I've been reading a lot of obituaries. You know, they call him WXRT DJ. I mean, he was so much more than DJ. That it's he was just a fantastic host, ardent Cubs fan. Wonderful father, wonderful husband, just a great guy all the way through. Battling prostate cancer for some time now, he had started at WXRT in 1984 as their music director. Went on the air in 1991, where he became one of their most popular air personalities, and took himself off the air last summer when he announced that he was battling prostate cancer, pretty aggressive form of prostate cancer, and underwent all the treatments and chemo and everything. But then he came back on the air. So I hadn't talked to him in a while, but I just figured, well, if he's back on the air, he must be doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that was not the case, and he passed away yesterday morning. His longtime friend, my longtime friend, the great Terry Hemmert, made the announcement. It was heartbreaking to hear her voice, you know, cracking as she made the announcement that her pal had passed away. So all we can say is, you know, thanks for all the wonderful memories and all the great moments that he gave us on and off the air. He was only 68 years old.
May his memory be a blessing. And I thought that he was coming back nicely as well, Dean, because he was also very active, always on social media, and had interesting things to say. And as you say, much more than a guy who talked about music and introduced records, he was quite the brilliant writer. And we certainly will miss him.
Yep.
Lisa Marie Presley laid to rest yesterday, and I thought one of the highlights was hearing Priscilla, but Billy Corgan was there, wasn't he?
Billy worked with Lisa Marie when they were both very early in their careers. He was a longtime friend. Alanis Morissette was part of the tribute. The Guns N' Roses singer Axl Rose was part of it. Friends and family all speaking. But, you know, nothing more touching than Lisa Marie's mom, Priscilla Presley, who spoke very briefly and read a poem that was written by one of her granddaughters.
She knew that I loved her. I fear I'll never touch her, but the old soul is always with me. She doesn't drift above. That says it all. And thank you all for being here, and the family, of course, and all of you. Our heart is broken, Lisa. We all love you.
Yeah, thousands of people showed up at Graceland Mansion yesterday for this public memorial. They had a private ceremony before the public memorial had started, and just thousands of people lined up to be part of it, to stroll through the meditation garden, which is off to the side at Graceland Mansion, where Elvis is laid to rest. His parents, his grandparents, Lisa Marie's son, Benjamin, who died a couple of years ago, is there. And now Lisa Marie is also laid to rest. She died a couple of weeks ago, of course, 54 years old. Too many stories about death lately, Bob.
No kidding. Let's get a break in here, and we will tell you what you missed on Saturday Night Live when we return with Dean Richards. Going through the entertainment headlines with Dean Richards, and people are still going to see Avatar, aren't they, Dean?
Yeah, boy, I'll say the movie broke the $2 billion mark over the weekend, which is pretty phenomenal. The first Avatar movie made $2.9 billion, Titanic $2.1 billion, and now Avatar The Way of Water has just barely crossed the $2 billion mark. Still going strong, though. Still the number one movie of the weekend. I think this is the sixth week in a row. But James Cameron becomes the only director to have three movies that have crossed the $2 billion mark. So it's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah,
this,
no kidding.
Underwater fantasy put together.
Tell us about Beyonce's latest gig.
Yeah, she made a nice piece of change for a concert that she did over the weekend. Number one, it was her first concert, first live performance in 4 years. So that is a big deal all by itself. But she was hired by a brand new luxury hotel in Dubai to come and perform, for the kickoff of her of their opening of this new hotel. So she came out, she sang for 75 minutes, mostly for Dubai VIPs and a select group of A-listers. Her little daughter, 11-year-old Blue Ivy, joined her on stage, and is quite the singer and dancer as well for 11 years old. She did a terrific job. Beyonce performed with some Lebanese performers in Dubai as well. It's a nice show. 75 minutes. She was paid a reported $35 million for that 75-minute performance.
Let me know when you calculate how much money she made per minute.
Per minute, I know.
That's pretty good.
All I'm thinking is, how can we get get the morning show to broadcast live from Dubai?
Dream on.
I'm pretty sure we'd be just as big of an attraction as Beyonce. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I missed SNL. I have it on my DVR. I can't wait to watch because I hear it was a pretty good show.
Aubrey Plaza did such a good job as the host. She is, kind of understated. You never know. She even said in her monologue that a lot of people always think that she's constantly being down and sarcastic, but that's just many of the roles that she plays. Maybe best known for The White Lotus right now, but she also appeared on the Weekend Update feature as her character from Parks and Recreation, back in the day. And there was a little bit of a reunion between Aubrey Plaza and her former boss.
Ask my old boss, Leslie Knope. Hi, April. Hi, Colin. Hi, Michael Che. Wow, look at this. Who knew there were cameras at SNL?
Yeah. So you work for the government.
Yeah, Park Service. Yeah. So how much fun is it working here? Do you guys just sit around cracking each other up all day?
Well, not like 8 a.m., but yeah, generally. How does it take to run a federal agency?
Well, all you do is you show up every day and you do the job, but I want to pick your brain about this job, about this show, because I used to watch this when Seth Meyers did it by himself with no one else. And he made it look really easy.
Yeah, she was one of the among the many very funny moments on the show last night. Isn't that what people say about this show, Bob? Isn't that all you guys do all day is sit around and crack each other up?
Yeah, that's one of the nice things we hear about the show.
Yeah, uh-huh,
sure. And what did Cheech Marin have to say to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was fun talking this, you know, comedy legend, you know, half of Cheech and Chong. He's done lots of movies, you know, since then. He's one of the ensemble in this new Jennifer Lopez, Josh Duhamel movie that's called Shotgun Wedding that debuts on Amazon Prime on Friday. But I took him back to 1982. I was living in the Uptown neighborhood at the time, and just right down the street from where I lived, Cheech and Chong were filming a movie that happened to take place during one of the coldest times that we've ever had in Chicago. It was the movie Things Are Tough All Over that they were filming at the time, and I wondered if he remembered. Of course he did.
It was the coldest winter in Chicago history. I'll tell you how cold it was. We were staying in the Ritz-Carlton, nice hotel on, up on the wood, and inside the room there was ice that thick in the on the windows, inside the room.
Oh, no.
That was like, yeah.
How did you guys even survive shooting? Were you shooting outside during that?
Yeah, a lot of the times, yeah.
It does make you think, you know, we got, when we were shooting in the Dominican Republic and in the pool for 20 days, which yeah. felt like, oh, this is so hard, we're in the pool, we're yeah. waterlogged, but I always kept thinking, every time I was feeling extra waterlogged, I kept thinking, we could be shooting the same thing in the snow.
In 30 below.
Exactly.
You know,
getting
yeah.
paid the same,
thank
same
God.
Holidays, yeah.
It was, I remember it was the coldest winter in Chicago history.
Yeah, I guess if you were, you know, do you remember being in Chicago if it was the actual temperature was 30 degrees below zero while you're outside trying to shoot a film? That was actress Darcy Carden, who's also in the movie with him there.
Yeah, Cheech really had a hard time with the wind because his joint kept blowing out.
Right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
See ya.